Good evening, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and your presidential candidate for local president, National Postal Mailhandlers Union, Local 304. This is Ken Hodge on the microphone. Tonight, we're going to talk about being converted from an MHA to a full-time regular and what baggage will not come along with you, like discipline.
Working on a weekend like usual, way off in the deep end like usual. Where they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
Let's get ready for a podcast. Tonight I'm going to share with you a memo that was sent from headquarters. Yes, our national president, Paul Harogian, sent this information out. But before I give you the information, I want to give you something to think about. The information I am about to share with you was sent from the national president to all local presidents. If this is the first time you're hearing this information, you really need to go check what's going on in your branch. We're going to talk about a decision letter that was sent down on October 20th from our national president. Now, here's what's important. This memo is a national arbitration decision. MHA discipline not carried over to career position is the caption on what we're going to talk about tonight. If you are a newly converted, and when I say newly, I mean if you were converted from MHA to regular from October 14th, 2020 till the present, it's very important that you understand none of your discipline should come with you from your non-career status to career status. Yes, I'm going to say that again. None of your discipline should come with you as you are converted from MHA to career, with the exception of if you are going through the removal process as an MHA, then you have to litigate that before being converted. But then once converted, that does not come with you also. So let's talk about some things here, and we'll get back to why most of you don't know this already, but take advantage of this information being presented to you now. While you consider your choice for local president, think about this. If something this important happened and you had no knowledge of it, why would you continue to stay with the same leadership? So I try to paint a picture that makes it even clearer for those newly converted MHAs to understand. And I'm going to continue to use the title newly converted, but keep in mind, newly converted for the purpose of this podcast goes back to August 14th, 2020. Let's say, for example, give you a scenario. You are newly converted, and for whatever reason, you ran into a slew of probably unwarranted discipline from your lack of being trained properly supervisor. Let's say you're newly converted and you're up to a 14-day suspension. Doesn't matter how you got there. Just stay within the guidelines or the boundaries of the scenario I'm going to present to you. You're at a 14-day suspension as a newly converted. But now you go back and look at your discipline. It should be progressive, meaning you should have the discussion, letter of warning, 7-day, 14-day. And this is where you are right now. Let's go back and say you were converted again between that August 14th, 2020 and current timeline. But the letter of warning that's in your folder, you received as an MHA. Now, let me show you how this should take place and not how it's probably going to take place in most of these branches that don't have good oversight. If you go back in that individual's folder, and you see that the letter of warning was given to that person while they were MHA. Well, that letter of warning has to come out as per guidance from our national president. The letter of warning got to come out. Now the stewards has the obligation not to side with management saying the 14 and the 7 day is still valid. No, the steward now has to show. The 7 day has got to come out, because if you issue the mail handler a 7 day suspension based on a letter of warning they received as an MHA, that letter is no longer in play. That now makes your 7 day suspension procedurally defective because it is not being progressive. And if the 7 day is procedurally defective, then the 14 day is procedurally defective as well, because it was based on a 7 day that was wrong based on discipline that a person received as an MHA, but the union nor management caught it when the second bit of discipline was issued. You know what I mean? So in other words, if your union is on the ball, what happens is you go get a letter of warning. Well, now I want to go look and see, is that letter of warning, did you have a discussion? Well, yeah, we gave him a discussion when he was an MHA. Well, guess what? How about we give him another discussion as a regular, because the discussion you gave him as an MHA no longer is applicable. Or let's go look at your 7 day. The 7 day suspension is based on a letter of warning that's procedurally defective. And it is important that unions take the position all discipline that was permitted after the defective piece of discipline, all that discipline has to come out. Now, the reason I'm being so emphatic about that, you're going to see some stewards go to management and try to get only the discipline that was issued before they receive career status. In other words, they'll go in and negotiate, well, we'll take the letter of warning out. Well, what about the 7 and the 14 day? Well, we can't get those out because you got those when you were converted. Well, I got that when I was converted, but it was based on something that was procedurally defective. Very important that you stay on top of your stewards and your union to make sure that if you are in this category, that you get out of this category and get it cleaned up right now. And again, October 14, 2020, if you'd like to read the entire DAS arbitration decision or the letter from our national president, Paul Harogian, I suggest and I recommend strongly that you frequently visit the National Postal Mail Handlers Union homepage. There is a ton of information there. There's information there that will probably shock you to see that our national officers are putting in work, getting decisions for us that for some reason they're not really being enforced when they hit the local level.
Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Life is good. You know what I mean?
That was just a, if you work in Columbus, Ohio, you understood that little. Getting back to the subject at hand, that discipline. Sometimes you get maybe a letter of warning as an MHA, it carries over, and you think no big deal. And at maximum, the maximum amount of time that that letter is going to stay active is 2 years. But with postal management being what it is, you don't want to give them any opportunity, much less an opportunity to pyramid discipline for you. Again, I would hope that this is for informational purposes only, and that every steward, every branch went back as far back as October 2020 and made sure all converted employees bring no discipline forward. I would hope that the branches spent time educating and continually reiterating to the employees, if you got converted, hey, listen, let's get with labor right now. Make sure your folder is clean. It don't take long. It just takes attention to detail. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, a president with presence. Again, sometimes, because as a retired local president, you see the decision come down and you do what you've always done, put a rubber stamp on it and you send it out to your branches. But when you come around for office visits, these type of questions are never asked. See, when Kenny Hodge is your local president, when I come to visit the office, I'm also coming to check on the status or the process the branch has in effect So one or two things are going to happen. It's going to be so good that I'm going to duplicate it, or it may be falling so short that I'm going to correct it or work about correcting it. You know what I mean? Work with the branch president and with the stewards. Let's find out why this is broke, and then let's fix it, regardless of what the why is. Support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence, and informational opportunities like this will happen far more frequently. I will make sure that I am in the know so that I can keep my members in the know. Support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence.